dedication or offering. Okay, you ready? We'll start. To the Blessed One,
the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment,
to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciple who had practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit
and for the happiness
it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. The teaching, so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The Blessed One's disciple, who had practiced well,
I bow to the Sangha. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's disciple repetition has spread as follows.
He, the Blessed One, is indeed the pure One,
the perfectly enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished One, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and men.
He is awake and holy. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy One,
endowed with such excellent quality, whose being is composed of purity,
transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to the peaceful chiefs of conquerors, the Buddha,
who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate his body and life. And in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge.
The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of all be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma. apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. Those who just came in, we are at the page 11, last paragraph. Supreme praise of the Dhamma. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. They are the blessed one disciple who have practiced well, who has practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed one's disciple. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in this world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue, I revere the assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity. The Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha, and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgments of fault be accepted,
that in the future they may be restrained regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will do the closing homage, then you can start your meditation. We chant the Pali.
Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavatang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanyo Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami
Okay, you can have your meditation. We are still in time. We didn't lose any time. Still before 7. So 7 to 8, you meditate. Then I will come in at about 8 o'clock. Then we can continue our last session for the day. Okay. Now you know how to develop the meditation. You're supposed to either sit or walk, or sit and walk, or develop the lying down meditation. The bowing also you can. It's just to stabilize your mindfulness. You walk, body and mind as one until stable. You sit, silence your mind until the breath and the mind as one. Then after that, very subtle, you stay at the heart. Silent, no thought, that is the right meditation. Then later on, you can do contemplation. Like Mrs. Ho, you can sit and contemplate. Then if you want to walk outside there and look at the nature to contemplate, you can. But let people know. So at least people are aware where you are, then they can monitor you. Okay, if you can sit and meditate like that, will be good for you. Okay, so the rest, you go ahead. I will see you at about 8. Thank you.